Hi, I'm Madeline Mann, HR and recruiting leader and featured job search coach on Spotify and LinkedIn Learning, who turns job seekers into job shoppers. I have garnered an audience of millions of people, and I'm best known for my award-winning job search YouTube channel, Self-Made Millennial. My job search coaching programs have led to thousands of success stories, and you may have seen my work featured on ABC, Bloomberg, New York Times, and more. And today, I'm going to give you 5 key insights from my book, Reverse the Search: How to Turn Job Seeking into Job Shopping, to completely shift the way you think about your career and job searching. These strategies are for anyone who has ever sent out dozens, maybe even hundreds, of job applications and gotten back near silence, or had the terrible experience of jumping through endless hoops in the interview process only to be rejected and not really know why. Let's be honest. The traditional job search is broken. It is exhausting, frustrating, and can make even the most talented among us feel invisible. But what if I told you there's a way to turn this whole process upside down, to stop begging for a seat at the table and instead have companies competing to offer you one? That's exactly what we will dive into here, into how to go job shopping, even in the most competitive job market, by starting with 5 key strategies. Strategies that are reshaping how people think about finding their next role. Insight number 1, shift from job searching to job shopping. So what exactly is job shopping? It's flipping the dynamic of the job search on its head. Instead of you chasing companies, job shopping is about making companies compete for you. It's a strategic approach where you focus your energy on specific type of opportunity and then position yourself as absolutely irresistible to the companies hiring for that role. Here's the magic of job shopping. It doesn't just help you land offers. It can lead companies to creating roles just for you. And this is not a pipe dream. This works even in tough job markets, even for candidates who feel unconventional in some way. The power lies in unlocking the leverage you already have as a job seeker and using it to become the most desirable candidate out there. Let me paint a picture for you. There are 2 types of people in the job search world, the job seeker and the job shopper. A job seeker has unclear goals. They feel busy and exhausted from endlessly applying to jobs, hoping that the effort will translate into results. They think, if I add another certification or another degree, then I'll finally stand out. They feature a broad range of skills in their job search documents because they want to appear qualified for as many types of roles as they can so that they don't miss out. And when they do get an interview, they focus on convincing the company of their skills. A job shopper, on the other hand, has a different approach. They know exactly what they want. Their job search is focused and in their control. Instead of wasting a large amount of time on job boards, they find more effective ways to demonstrate their skill set and get noticed. They tailor their positioning to exactly what their target companies need, and their interviews are about collaborating with the employer to find the best fit. Job shoppers don't just leave a good impression. They leave the interviewers feeling like they've met someone in a league of their own. The result? Multiple offers and companies actively seeking them. The first step to becoming more like a job shopper is to step into the mind of the employer. The more you can understand their needs and look at your expertise as simply a service to meet those needs, you start to zero in on exactly what is going to make you irresistible in their eyes. Insight number 2, your resume is not about you. This insight goes against everything we were taught about resumes. Your resume is not about your career journey, your proudest moments, or the skills you've picked up along the way. It's about the company, specifically about how you can solve their problems and deliver results. Many job seekers fall into this trap of what I call autobiography syndrome. They see their resume as a detailed account of everything they've done. But here's the reality of the situation. Recruiters and hiring managers don't have the time or the interest to piece together your story to figure out if you're the right fit for the job. Instead, think of your resume like a sales page. A sales page doesn't give you the entire history of the product. It tells you why this product is exactly what you need right now. Your resume should do the same. Start by understanding what the company is looking for. Read the job description like a detective. Then position yourself as the solution. A real-world example is when I worked with a client, let's call him Neil. He had a legal background, transitioned into sales, and now wanted to be a product manager. His resume and LinkedIn profile tried to mesh all this together and positioned him with the headline, Strategic Legal Professional and Persuasive Sales Maven, driving tech innovation as a visionary product manager. Sounds impressive, right? But it was distracting. No hiring manager could tell if he was a product manager or still stuck in his past careers. We reworked Neil's materials to focus entirely on his product management skills. Suddenly, the narrative wasn't about what he used to do. It was about what he could do now for the company is hiring him. And you know what? It worked. Neil got many interviews and ultimately the role he wanted. So stop thinking about what you want to share and start thinking about what the company needs to know. Make your resume laser focused on the value you bring to this specific role. Tailor it for the job and you'll go from presenting a dense autobiography to a winning sales pitch. Insight number three, job seekers have more power than they think. It is easy to feel like you are at the company's whim in the job search, like they have all the power. It can seem like they have an endless, bottomless pit of candidates. So the best you can do is hope that they will see something in you and give you an offer. But this actually isn't the case. After leading human resources departments for years and hiring thousands of people, I know what's happening on the inside of businesses. And job seekers have more power in the hiring process than they realize. For example, I was once involved in a search for a product designer. Out of 300 applications, only 9 met the qualifications we were looking for. Let that sink in for a moment. While companies are receiving record amounts of applications, the number of people who were qualified, or heck, even read the job description, are incredibly low. We then narrowed those 9 down to 3 who we would be interested in hiring. Our top choice was going to cost us more money and more time to hire. She lived out of state and needed 4 weeks and several thousands of dollars in relocation assistance to work with us. We had 2 other promising candidates, and we were a growth stage business that didn't have endless budget. So why not go for the cheaper, faster options? Because skilled professionals aren't interchangeable. They're not commodities. Anyone who has hired before knows that a good hire is worth paying for and waiting for. This is quite common. Once a company falls in love with you, they will take actions to make sure you join their team. Companies aren't just hiring skill sets. They're hiring a unique combination of skills, character, and attitude. That's why the job shopper strategies are so powerful. When you approach the job market strategically, when you present yourself as the solution to a company's unique challenges, you rise above the noise. You're no longer just another resume in the pile. Insight number 4, have job opportunities come to you. Imagine this, you are sitting at your desk enjoying your morning coffee and a recruiter from a company you are fond of reaches out to you. They tell you that based on your skills and experience, you'd be the perfect fit for a role that they are eager to fill. You didn't apply for this job. Heck, you weren't even looking. But here they are, knocking on your digital door. How does that happen? It's because many companies use sourcing as one of the most common ways they fill roles with skilled candidates. Instead of waiting for candidates to apply, companies use sourcing as a proactive strategy to find the right talent. They hire recruiters, use advanced tools, and tap into databases to track down individuals with the exact skills and experience they need. When having great talent matters, waiting for the right candidate to stumble across the job posting is too risky. The best talent gets snapped up quickly, and sourcing allows companies to move fast. Many of my clients using the job shopping method report landing over 50% of their job interviews this way, often for top companies in competitive roles. And that's because a business has a key role to fill, and they don't want to just sit back and hope the right resume lands in their inbox. They take action. So what does this mean for you? If companies are actively searching for candidates, you need to make sure you are findable. That doesn't mean that you have to be the absolute best in your field. You just need to be more searchable than others. Recruiters can't reach out if you're nowhere to be found online. In order to make yourself findable and sourced, you need to put in the upfront effort. Whether it's a strong LinkedIn profile, a clear online presence, or showcasing your expertise, your goal is to make it as easy as possible for recruiters to discover you. And once you get your online presence optimized, some low-lift updates every few months will be all you need to keep the opportunities rolling. When you do this right, the opportunities come to you instead of you chasing them. Strategy number 5, have a perspective in the interview. There were two candidates, Dan and Chloe, interviewing for an open marketing role at the company I worked for, who were equally qualified on paper. But Chloe was the clear winner in every interview. When I dug into why, I found out that it was because she was honest and clear about what she was looking for in her next opportunity. While Dan was agreeable and tend to take a middle-of-the-road stance on every question. Think of it as extreme positivity, where he portrayed himself as interested and liking everything, so the team felt like they didn't get to know him. Yet, this is the strategy that the majority of job seekers take, where they practice their rehearsed answers that they hope the company is looking for, which comes across as untrustworthy. When Chloe showed she had standards and a clear vision for her career, the hiring team became excited about her joining. They felt that she wasn't just looking for any job, she was looking for their job. So come to the interviews critically thinking about the opportunity. Research the company deeply. Understand their challenges, their goals, and how you might fit in the big picture. Come prepared with specific, thoughtful questions. When they see you vetting the opportunity, they will become more confident in giving you an offer, since you're accepting this job because it's the right fit instead of a job that's right for now until you find a better one. And they often start selling you on the opportunity. The best interviews are mutual explorations. You're not just selling yourself, you're also assessing if the role is right for you. And this mindset can really change the game. I look forward to you diving deeper into the tactics and strategies when you read Reverse the Search so that you too will become a job shopper. Thanks for listening. Now get in. We're going job shopping.